4 months in a prison in southern Russia has taken a toll on Fulbright scholar Jack Tobin. That according to his father, who visited his son in a Russian prison this week. Before returning to his Connecticut home, the elder Tobin spoke to reporters in Moscow about his son's conviction on drug charges and the attempts to appeal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
John Tobin says his son looks gaunt, but is not losing hope of being released.
He's a tough kid. He's used to some degree of hardship. He sees it somewhat as a challenge, and so, you know, he's a fighter. But, you know, he's lost weight, and I think he's got a shelf life there, to be honest with you.
Police arrested the 24-year-old Jack Tobin outside a nightclub in Voronezh, a provincial city where he had been studying. They said they caught him with a small amount of marijuana, and a local court sentenced him to 37 months in prison. But this was no straightforward drug case. The investigation took some bizarre turns. In Voronezh, a spokesman for the Federal Security Service described Tobin as a spy in training. He pointed out that the Middlebury College graduate spoke flawless Russian and is a member of the U.S. Army Reserve's Military Intelligence Battalion. For his part, Tobin sent an email to the Fulbright program claiming the Russians tried to recruit him to spy for them. As for the drug charges, he said he was set up. John Tobin Sr. also raised doubts about his son's drug use.
It's inconsistent with his character. He was able to communicate with us, you know, what this is really about. There's a lot more to it than it seems, that's for sure.
Congressman Jim Maloney, who represents Tobin's district in Connecticut, said there's also more at stake. He's worried about the future of student exchanges with Russia.
They can't continue if American exchange students are treated this way, particularly when Russian exchange students in the United States are not treated this way. Getting the Tobin case resolved will help us make sure that these exchange programs, which both countries want, will continue.
Congressman Maloney says President Bush may raise Jack Tobin's case when he meets Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin in Slovenia in late June. Next Thursday in Voronezh, a court will review the case. Tobin can decide whether to appeal or ask for a presidential pardon. The elder Tobin says Jack would rather clear his name. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.